So climate change is lurking in the background of this election. It's also lurking in the background of the future of the beer industry. True, that's because climate change is threatening hops, the key ingredient in the brewing process. But hop growers and brewers are fighting back. Here's our story from reporter Eilish O'Neill.
We all know that you need water to make beer. After all, beer's up to 95% water. But you also need water to grow the other stuff that's in beer, like barley and hops. Hops are the flowers of a kind of hemp plant. They're what give beer its aroma and flavor.
The brewers can't make beer without hops, so that's good for us.
Eric Demaray is a fourth-generation hops grower in Washington's Yakima Valley, a high desert region just east of the Cascade Mountains. On his 1,100 acres, long rows of vines grow on trellises up to 20 feet high. A quarter of all the world's hops are grown around here, and they attract buyers from thousands of miles away.
The geography of the Yakima Valley is really unusual.
Ian Parks is with Purity Brewing in the UK. He says the far northern latitude bathes the region in long hours of summer sunlight, and melting snow from the Cascades provides water for most of the growing season. Together, those factors give the valley's hops their really distinct flavor.
The American hops just tend to give that pungency of aroma that you don't necessarily get from other hops.
But last year, Yakima Valley hop growers got a big scare.
I mean, it's just crazy. Like, nobody could believe that was happening.
What was happening in 2015, says climate scientist Guillaume Auger at the University of Washington, was a freakishly warm winter, 4.5 degrees Fahrenheit above normal. That meant the Cascades got rain all winter long and no snowpack formed. By May, the Yakima Valley was starved for water. Eric Demaray managed to salvage his crop, but Moje says the warm winter was a harbinger of years to come.
You can sort of look at 2015 as kind of like a dress rehearsal for the future.
Moje says warm winters like 2015's will likely be the norm within about 50 years. Walking through one of Demaray's hop yards, it's easy to see how a healthy snowpack is so crucial here. Only the vines are green. The surrounding hills are all brown, and the ground is dry and cracked. And this year was a good year for water.
Last year's drought scared a lot of people. So I think there's a renewed focus on trying to all of us get to a solution.
All of us means the different groups that have competed for water here for decades but are now trying to work together. But growers like Demaray aren't waiting to make changes.
Let's find the tube. There it is.
Demaray rustles around the base of a vine to find part of a plastic hose.
All the hop acreage now is drip irrigated, which allows us to be much more precise with the water.
Demaray has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on water conservation technology to get the most out of whatever nature will provide in a warmer future. But he's also hoping to help cut the risk of climate change by using a lot less energy, starting with his drying kilns. Hops are piled 3 to 4 feet high across a vast warehouse that smells, well, like beer. Drying those hops takes a ton of propane.
The propane in the burners below is enough to heat 440 homes.
But Demaray says it's 20% to 30% more efficient than his old kiln was. And nearby, he's got a newer one that's even better. Demaray's responding to his own local concerns, but he says he's also responding to the concerns of the people who buy his hops.
Every craft brewer now that we work with direct sends us a sustainability checklist that they want us to work on. And so we don't have to be 100% on everyone, but they want to see progress.
One of those brewers is Purity, Ian Park's outfit in Stratford-upon-Avon, England. Park says it's not just the quality of the hops that draws him to growers like Demaray.
We align with hop growers that have the same outlook as we do.
That outlook includes doing everything he can to make his business more climate friendly.
Brewing is a highly inefficient industry, and there was a lot of waste. What we set out to prove was that you can do things differently if there's a willingness to try.
Purity recycles all its wastewater on site. It recaptures some of its energy by reusing steam from its chimneys. It feeds its spent grain to cattle, and it uses the spent hops from Eric Demaray's farm back in Washington as fertilizer. Climate change can often seem like a pretty abstract problem, but Park says the threat to his hop supplier in the U.S. makes it very real.
It really galvanizes our efforts to try and be more sustainable here.
Millions of beer drinkers, especially those who like hoppy IPAs, might hope those and other such efforts succeed. But for his part, UW climate scientist Guillaume Auger has one other suggestion for taking the pressure off hops growers.
Make less IPA. I'm not an IPA fan.
For The World, Alicia O'Neill, Seattle.